The Rancor's Brothel presents... A Dungeons & Dragons adventure.
I would lay my body down beneath the sky and make an offering up to the night and let my spirit wander towards the light. If I could speak to you one more time.
Tomb of Annihilation.
If missing
put on your notes, City of Omu for the Undead, and watch out for Snake People. I don't know how to spell Omu.
O-M-U.
That's, wow.
That was not what I was going to put.
Nope.
O-M-O-O.
O-M-O-O. Snake People.
Very well.
That was enlightening.
Mm-hmm.
Who am I going to betray? I could never betray Paul.
Oh, thank God. But wait.
Nigel's too safe. Everyone knows I already hate him.
That's fair.
Stonebolt, though.
I'll be your baby face. How could I not? Look at this.
That's true.
I got the hair lip, the mustache.
I forgot you had a
basically
hair lip.
Basically Cena.
Yeah. I mean, practically.
Cena ever?
What?
Does Cena have a hair lip? Like, wait a minute.
He's perfect.
That's true.
Hefty. So would you call yourself a Cenophile?
Yes. I don't get the reference, though.
Well, because cinephile, it means someone who loves movies.
Yes, I just like Juan Cena.
Juan Cena. There's the rest of
Juan Cena!
Juan.
Maracas.
All right, Mr. Gucci. Since you're awake now.
Since we're all awake now.
I'm not
now.
Sure what terrible prank the dragon played on you. I can only imagine what it was like trapped in that it potato was sack,
I fart when I'm scared.
Yeah. It was just nothing but grunting, farting, and struggling. It's Fondre's life in a nutshell.
Struggle's pretty real.
The struggle is real.
I smelled it.
You smell what the rock is cooking?
Smell the struggle.
So the dragon, whose name we can't pronounce, it's like, who cannot be named, I like that now.
Did the dragon actually tell us the name?
No. Nope.
No, but it said one of your people has what we're looking for. So keep that in mind. Start to ruminate on it. If you come up with anything that may be pointing us in the right direction, you let us know.
Gotcha.
You've got a bit of traveling to do. And, you know.
He seems to nod.
Okay. Back in the sack.
All right. You first, little buddy.
All right, you're Big Spoon this time, Gucci.
The rest of the night passes uneventfully. Just wanted to dick over the first person that gave me a good dicking spot to dick, so I figure whipping it out was a good spot to do it.
Yep.
Jesus, that was a lot of euphemisms.
I think if euthanasia. I say the word,
that was a lot of euthanasia.
I don't think if I literally say the word dick that it's euthanasia. next day,
mark off rations and bug spray.
Yep.
I've got 3 days of rations left.
I can help.
Yeah, I'm running low, too. No one asked me for any.
We know that to be a lie now.
Well, if we have to, we can do some hunting.
Hunting?
Or fishing.
It's like shooting goblin in a barrel. We got Gucci along the ride.
Hey!
Sorry. I'm peckish.
It's going to be like my tiny little James Ellsworth.
I'd prefer a game that didn't talk back.
I can't believe
back.
They let him go.
I know.
The most dangerous game of all. Half-starved, nearly dead goblin. I think Jean-Claude was in that one.
I will be giving Gucci some of my rations as well.
He appreciates it, although he's still a little terrified, and he inspects it closely when you give it to him.
Nah, it's good.
We can get him real fattened up for stuff.
Then as he's about to bite, I go,
Goblins like birds. You gotta chew it up for him.
Gross.
Open up.
I'm repulsed.
Iv.
Repulsed.
No, it's just It just, I keep doing it randomly, but it keeps happening. Josh, will you make me a perception check?
Oh, yeah. I am so perceptive. I left my specs at home.
Oh,
there
nice.
It is. 20. Well, that's rolling and adding everything. I have maxed out.
Okay. So you take this, you know, third day, so theoretically you should be in that hex the next day. When you take your rest that night, whatever watch you're on...
Wait, so I complete my dotted line quest here. So we're in the hex the next day. We are the hex next to the X.
We're fully healed, right?
Yes.
Dang.
Yeah, thank you. I almost lost my tongue saying that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Correct. You
stuck the landing.
We're fully healed.
Yes. Yeah, it's already been almost 24 hours.
Okay.
I'm not
untwisted.
Sure which watch you take, but I decided I'm going to start rolling a D4 for things that happen at night, and it came up to
that.
You.
Thank you. So I'm just...
You're standing there. maybe this night when you get out to pee, you like start and then stop the stream real quick to look around and you kind of pat the ground.
Oh, he buffering.
As I'm peeing, I just wave my hand in front of it to make sure no one else is going to mess with it. Like, I'm not peeing on myself again. Splash, splash, splash. Make me look like a fool once. Splash, splash.
At some point during your watch, you actually see that for... humanoids traveling sort of right by your camp.
How big?
They're human sized. You would guess that humanoid. They're
okay.
I mean they're 6 feet tall.
Okay.
You know.
So man sized, not goblin or toady
vegetarian
size.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
And you can detect the movement through through the jungle at night
with
and
my
you actually see
sense.
Absolutely danger sense. And you actually see that at least one of the forms, you know four of them, one of the forms turns off from the rest of the group and sort of approaches towards the fire and seems to be watching your group.
The watcher's watching the watcher.
Whoa.
You see Josh Stonebold kind of just waves his hand in their direction, and you notice, similarly, that individual raises his hand in your direction. Seem to be covered in dark green cloaks. They seem to blend in really well with the foliage.
Okay.
We're
travelers, willing to share a fire, so you don't have to wander at night.
Is he speaking for all of us?
Or so I'm speaking for the people who are sleeping, which is you, so why don't you zip it? Before I make sure that sack doesn't open up again. I got a sewing kit, presumably.
Oh, snap.
Make a constitution, you all can make constitution saving throws since he is talking.
Yeah. Like a baby.
Anyone under
17.
Anyone under 15.
Not one.
Oh. You can wake up.
You've been awake.
14.
You wake up. You hear Stone Bull talking to someone. And he sort of approaches the fire, hands up.
The guy traveling does?
Yeah. He's like, yes, I am. A few of us moving through the area, we saw the fire. We figured before we made camp it would be a good idea to make sure we knew who our neighbors were, as it were.
Understandable. It's a lot easier to make camp together, though, instead of having two fires to draw attention. Welcome to share at least a little bit of the warmth.
You see him sort of look around and inspect the group that he's been invited to.
Mm-hmm. My name's Stonebold, by the way.
Ah, yes. It's like, pleasure to meet you. He's like, I'm Raven.
Nolan is still pretending to
That's
be asleep.
That's so Raven.
That's so Raven.
Still pretending to be asleep.
Oh, fair enough.
My Me too. Of... Just pretending.
Definitely acting.
Super convincing.
You notice that he is equipped very well for outdoor exploration. I mean, like he's... If we were to put a class on it, he's very Ranger-esque.
Mm.
And you notice that he's got... He's sort of looking around and he notes some of the emblems on the armor of...
The soldiers.
The soldiers. And he sort of flashes a badge to you that is more green and gold with a deer's head or something similar on it.
What clan is that?
It's the Emerald Enclave.
Hmm.
We're here for the same reason these chaps are, albeit approaching the situation differently.
I would assume so. We hooked up with these guys, not in a gay way or anything, but we met up with them. They're traveling with us. We intended to help deal with the undead as we were conscripted by Mr. Breaktoes over in camp not as nice as righteous. Vengeance, Camp Vengeance.
You
may have come across some of their companions we had to leave a few days behind.
The dead guys?
That's what I'm asking for. Yeah. I'm fishing for news without being so upfront.
We saw them a few days ago. I think they were making their way back down to the camp.
Oh, okay.
I don't believe the illness had gotten any better for them.
Deserters, eh?
You're asleep.
I mumble in my sleep.
Deserters, eh? Gucci Mane just kind of grunts, you fart, he screams. Laugh track, everybody.
He kind of looks at the manacled goblin, too.
Do you guys have a broken that hard joke yet?
A lot of business went on there. I wasn't allowed to eat him. No, he's taking us to his tribe.
Oh, I see. Biting ant.
Ann? He called us aunt. Now we know there's a girl there.
Biting ant.
Got it.
We're here just simply to maintain the natural order of things. Obviously, Chult is a place where the natural order has been out of balance for quite some time.
Now that can mean you're either going to kill the undead or kill the people who don't live here.
At which point he dramatically waves over several of his friends.
Okay.
They're all undead.
Bunch of liches.
Yep.
Dirty lion liches.
Liches get stitches.
Lich bitches.
Which is going to be really hard to get stitches, considering they're usually just a holy bone.
I thought they were decaying corpses.
All right, so Raven's calling his friends over.
Yeah.
So Raven, this is...
That's so Raven.
We'll go with...
Oh! I was like, we already did that one.
Lucas, cut that one out.
He doesn't get that joke. Take it away from him. Give it to Fadre. Make it in Fadre's voice.
Reappropriate.
Reappropriations.
We'll go with Raven, Frond, Poisonberry, and Glenn.
Glenn. Thank you, Glenn. Okay, well, nice to meet you fellas.
It's a little hard to tell. They all seem to have twigs and mud and, you know.
Yeah, nice to meet you. Raven and I are chatting. Seems that we have a similar goal.
Good, good. No, like I said, the factions have put away some of their squabbles to try and deal with the unrest in Chult.
Okay.
So while none of you are openly wearing any faction associations, I'm assuming if you're with the Order of the Gauntlet that you are perhaps attempting to preserve the natural order, which is what we all want here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not directly with the Order. We were kind of brought into it from somewhere far away from here by a party of interest who just doesn't want to die more.
Have you ever seen an Indian in the cupboard? It's like that.
Just like that. Exactly like it.
Indian in the cupboard.
This man's a tiny toy. I play Jonathan Taylor Thomas. So I think he was in it.
I remember thinking that was a crap movie when I was a child.
I had the action figure that came with the VHS.
Nice!
So good.
I have never had so little respect for you as I do right now.
The case also had like the little key thing that opened up your movie and the little place for the figurine.
Special edition.
How much you want to bet that's still sitting on his mom's shelf somewhere?
Oh, probably.
With the action figure in it. Yeah. No key to be found.
Oh, you didn't. It was all plastic. You didn't really need the key. It was pure aesthetics.
Just for funsies.
Yeah.
So where are you guys traveling to? If you're heading north from here, you're just going to run into a river or a set of mines.
He sort of describes this sort of, what do we want to call it? The northwest corner.
Okay.
They're sort of just exploring in and about that area.
Oh, okay.
Can we compare maps?
They don't have maps. It's all mental.
Okay.
Dicks.
Can you help us with some of our map?
Perhaps. Let's see what the book says about the Emerald Enclave.
Yeah. Is the Emerald Enclave a name that would have been in Baldur's Gate games?
Probably.
I don't know when the factions are relatively new to me in 5th edition. At least they're pushing it this hard. Okay. I don't know. Like, the Zentarum have been around for a while. So I think defining them as these are factions that you should probably choose a character association with is new. But I don't think the names are new, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because the name sounds familiar, but it also sounds like a name that might be generic enough that something similar has appeared in a book or something.
There are a couple that I remember reading in some of the Salvatore novels.
Right.
Yeah.
What's the name of the, like, hamster thing in Baldur's Gate?
Boo!
That's not who I mean, but okay. Okay.
Minsk! And Boo!
We'll be free! One,
what's the...
Gouge their eyes out, Boo!
Okay.
What were you asking?
Is there a squee? A scree? Or a...
That's from Magic, right?
Yes, he's a goblin.
Oh, sorry, okay.
He's a goblin that just doesn't die.
Gotcha.
In the Nemesis arc. Just kept dying.
Got my fandoms mixed up.
I think that was a Nemesis arc, wasn't it?
What they can tell you...
Mercadian Mask. I remember Mercadian Mask.
Bump Fodder's mic.
I'll swim.
So if you had... You can't fill it in exactly, per se, because obviously they've got a mental map. So even if you show them the physical map, it's a little bit different. Yeah. South of Camp Vengeance, kind of, it looks like the river, at least on my map, kind of splits a little bit almost.
Okay.
For like a big, for like, say, 60 or 70 miles south of Camp Vengeance and probably 30 or 40 miles wide, there is a giant river basin. So there's a massive river basin.
So like a big lake, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
In and amongst that area.
Okay.
You would have been able to see the signs of it just after you passed, even at Camp Vengeance, you're starting to see the river get
much
split
wider.
Apart and okay. get wider. So from that river basin, east is where you start running into, undead territory.
Okay.
So they seem to believe anything west of the river basin is relatively safe from undead.
Okay.
So that includes everything up... yep, pretty accurate. Everything north, everything west and northwest, that whole filled in section, that all seems to be safe.
Okay.
Quote, everything... Unquote. Right. As,
it's as safe
and even
as
Raven says, yes, as safe as Chult can be,
okay.
being a jungle wilderness. He also points out that there is...
Random encounters, but not
oh,
really
so
things designed
to
kill
Oh, so I wanted to ask,
you.
Did you give us our extra 10% for meat grinder?
Yes.
Okay.
we're grinding our
good,
meat.
Good check.
And they also tell you about 80 miles west of Mbala.
Mbala.
So pretty close to... pretty close to the mountains.
Yeah, like right here.
Yeah, like pretty close to the edge.
Okay.
Somewhere in that general direction, I just kind of circle that area. There seems to be a heavy encampment of Grungs.
Mm.
So they think that there's a major Grung city in that area.
Does he stand
a
groom?
Those as
they're
amphibious?
Frog people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would have actually seen Grungs, probably in Port Nyanzaru. They're not uncommon.
Okay.
So they're able to give you that bit of information.
Okay, what's this say? Real grung. Homeboy's real grung.
Oh.
So in that like general vicinity, yes, there are grungs. More grungs than not.
Okay. Well, we don't have a lot of extra information because we're new to the area. But do you know anything about the god the tribes worship?
They sort of shake their heads. You're talking about... The Batiri?
The ants.
Okay, yeah. What about them?
So the biters have this god they worship. I assume they worship. They called it god. There are little presents and stuff left to it. It's a shield guardian back over yonder.
Uh-huh.
And we think that there's a key to waking it up.
Huh. Well, the thing that I... And he kind of looks to see if the Batiri is awake or not. The thing I would say about the Batiri is that they are... incredibly nomadic. Mm. These tribes pop up and disappear constantly. There's little to no organizational structure to them.
Any gods
they worship are probably transient. They're probably not... They wouldn't be the best source of information.
Well, we also asked a P-redirecting dragon, and he confirmed...
I mean, it's possible.
That sounds sensible. Yeah.
They okay. do...
I promise... Hand
when phrased
hand
that
statue.
Way,
I'm not making any
super
of this up.
Credible.
Put your butt and you're gonna get your wiener out.
Careful, he's got a cigar cutter in the back.
No, you were touching your cod piece exploder button.
Oh,
your chest. Watch out.
Hand to God.
I'm so sorry, Raven. I guess early bird gets the worm.
Is Raven a dude?
How hot's Raven? I don't care what gender Raven is. How hot's Raven?
This is very progressive.
7.
Oh.
Out of 10?
Oh, no. Out of 18.
All I heard is a positive number. Well, Raven, you're welcome to join us. We deal with the bug problem by using salves. I don't know if you guys have a better solution that's going to be more long-term, because eventually we'll run out.
No, the salve actually in Port Nyanzaru is pretty effective. Okay. I would say that if you're using that, continue to use it. There are some concoctions that the Emerald Enclave uses, but it's a little more complicated. The only reason why we do that is that that's less gear we have to haul.
To travel with.
Since mostly we are traveling on foot.
Okay. Well,
But they'll sit and converse with you for a while, unless there's anything specific that any of you wanted to ask.
I don't think so. Not that I can think of. The rest of the jokers are sleeping.
I'm technically awake, I just haven't really moved.
Unless there's any trading you need to do. I don't have a ton of anything. Unless you like gambling. I got a gaming set. And gamble to pass some time.
Let's see.
How much of your 3 gold are you going to bet?
Hey, I'll have you know, I got 29 gold and 4 silver.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I only have 3.
What'd you spend all your gold on?
Servants.
Oh, fair enough.
Well, no,
Poisonberry will gamble if you'd like to gamble.
Poisonberry?
Yep.
Getting in on it. All right, Poisonberry, where are we gambling?
Whatever your gaming set is. I assume if it's, is it card-based or is it intelligence-based?
It's a poorly drawn tic-tac-toe grid. I would guess it's dice.
All right, so
I think dice are easy enough,
sheer
and I can remake them out of knuckles.
Well, yeah. roll me a couple d6s then. All right. How much are you going to wager?
Let's gamble. What are you more interested in gambling, food or money?
Ooh. What if whoever has the higher number, you know, and you hide it, but doubles multiplies instead of adds?
That's way too complicated for Stonebold.
Roll some dice.
Stonebold has trouble. And unless his shoes are off, he has trouble counting the higher number dice.
I had a friend help me write the numbers on these. I really...
All right. Can't help with that goddamn Paul
Linden.
He'll
wager you, what, a gold?
All right. We'll bet gold. A gold.
Yeah.
A gold.
Oh.
All right.
Poisonberry rolls 8. Days. Josh rolls 10.
Up 1. Double or nothing, Poisonberry.
Okay.
So 2 gold wager. Gold.
Is that double?
It's double. Ooh. Hey, 8-5.
Up 3.
He's hot.
Up 3. All right, Poisonberry. I don't like somebody losing and going away with nothing. Let's bet again. This time we're going weaponry. I wager a hand axe. What you got?
Let's see. How much does he want to gamble? He's already lost, what, 3 gold?
Yeah.
Apparently still wants to gamble.
What a degenerate.
No, it was double.
He'll what?
That's quick maths.
You have a hand axe?
You have a short sword or a dagger?
Yeah, he'll toss in a dagger.
Okay.
We'll go here. And he's like, I'll try and win my gold back. And he puts down a scimitar.
Ooh.
Okay. So, what is he? He wants my hand axe and the gold in for his scimitar and dagger.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that. Why not?
Oh. Reroll. All
right. Now, in order to solve this, we just fist fight.
He picks up the dice. He's like, nah.
I know. We'll just roll.
Oh,
he got me. Good game. Slide him.
So, Josh.
You could have picked up a dozen scimitars from the people we killed.
It's about the thrill of the game.
Whatever. This is more about making friends.
Aww.
Yeah. No, they.
I'm building alliances.
Making friends.
You
in
begin
the jungle.
To. You begin to make, dark especially alliances. With Poisonberry and Raven, you begin to make entreaties towards the Emerald Enclave. Right. Should you like to choose them as a faction?
Right.
You both seem to enjoy nature.
They got better colors for my palette.
Right. And Josh, you can have an inspiration.
Oh,
they
nice.
Don't have any. Their name doesn't imply fisting. That's true.
Well, I wasn't listening, and I came back, and all I heard was the word fisting. What did I miss?
Really, nothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
So on this page, there's an encounter called the Shaft.
Let's run that one.
It has nothing to do with what we're currently doing. I just opened it up, and I went, the Shaft.
Oh, Babby.
All right.
There goes the codpiece.
I was clearly going to a page and was not effectively going to it and stopped part of the way through.
Right. So I'll just continue chatting him up.
Yeah, yeah.
Any information I can glean.
And as you all get up, you actually can encounter if there's anything you wanted to ask specifically of the Emerald Enclave. They'll kind of just keep watch over their people, just like you're keeping watch over yours.
And they're okay with the guys we got with us? They're not directly opposed?
No. You get
they have any rations they might be willing to sell?
Not a lot. Maybe
two?
We'll say two rations. And they'll even give it to you for half price.
Maybe.
Cool.
Well, you guys are sleeping. I was over here greasing pole. Palm? I don't remember what the phrase is.
I think it was the first one, yeah.
Got it. Got it in one.
Yep.
Yeah, Stonebowl one. World. Everything's coming up, Stonebowl.
And so in the morning, they all just sort of, thank you for, you know, let us sleep a little bit easier being in a group. And
who are you? Stonebolt, intruders!
I'm on it! Bork runs up and just punches Glenn.
Boom!
F*** him, Glenn!
This is Bork Landstar.
What kind of name is Frond, anyway?
Hey, you leave Glenn and Frond alone. He's become a real Frond to me.
That was terrible.
Is there anything any of you would like to interact with the Emerald Enclave, or are we good to go?
I'm leering.
Whoa.
Why are you having my leer?
Stop it.
I don't know who these
Would
people...
Would you like me to play my Lear?
I wake up from the best sleep of my life.
I'm watching over you.
You're a little leery.
Why don't you believe in me, who believes in me's watching over you.
No.
Who believes in them.
No.
Okay. You guys are all right.
He's on edge, I'm sorry. He's been tied to a goblin for a week.
As you two are sorting
I want
out...
cool.
As you two sort out, if you believe in me, who believes in you, believes... As you're doing that, they just kind of walk off.
That's fair. I get that.
Oh god, where'd they go?
Next time on Tangatopa, Gurren Lagann.
This jungle's full of wizards!
And you proceed onward.
Yep.
And
which would bring us to the...
Hex marks the spat.
You move into the next hex, and probably by...
As we're getting further into the hex, I suggest to the group, perhaps we should unneck shackle our friend Gucci.
Nah, we're cool!
Yeah, but they don't know that. See what I'm saying?
He's got a nice rash under
his I could act like a prisoner.
Why don't you quit bringing up the fact that there might be evidence we've shackled a man by the neck in case someone
well,
at the
I'm
table
sure
didn't think
I
of that first.
Cast disguise.
Stonebolt, there's an open wound.
Maybe it smells like almonds. I think he's dying.
He's just basically being drugged by Flynn at this point.
One of his arms already
bleeding out.
Rats he died 2 days ago. You're just pulling him.
Any of the noises and words he's been making is just gas escaping a rotting corpse.
At least two limbs are full of gangrene.
How could he be dead? He sung backup for me yesterday. No, you just kept leaning into him and he kept wheezing.
Well, bagpipes.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't wake up. Save me.
Bring me back to life.
I hope the listeners think we're as funny as we do.
Lucas may cut all of this. I have no idea.
You better fucking not.
Gold.
Lucas is getting 20 minutes of maybe usable footage.
Yeah.
Footage, huh?
Yeah, that's footage. Right. Faces for radio.
No shit.
All right, so...
You proceed into about the early morning. Do we unshackle the poor Gucci?
I don't know how I feel about... Gucci, what do you want, little buddy? We've become quite close.
Not by choice.
He just has no response. He's just like... He's not gotten full-on Stockholm Syndrome yet, so he's not nearly as friends with Bork as Bork thinks he is.
I gave you all the pretzels out of my Chex Mix.
What?
Oh. I don't like the pretzels.
Fodge is triggered.
I bet you eat those little bread slices.
Those are my favorite.
Oh, no. So here's a tidbit for the audience. Austin and I can perfectly share a bag of Chex Mix due to the things we dislike.
We split it half and half.
Yeah, it's perfect.
You mean it'd be much easier if you each bought individual bags of what you were going to get anyway?
Well, that doesn't bond a friendship.
Yeah, true.
This
is why we don't share Chex Mix.
Because they have to spend a half hour sorting it.
You can practice counting.
Ooh, one. My favorite.
One.
Makes. One.
One.
Quick maths.
Anywho.
You find the Chicago tributary.
Yep.
Exactly where it was described.
Gucci, you seem reliable. You told us exactly where the Chicago tributary is going to be. We don't think it would be in our best interest to bring you into your own camp attached to your bestie. We also think nod that you're a reasonable enough man to know that if your people didn't accept us into the fold...
What do you mean your people?
Because of your encouragement, that things might go south. There's a whole lot of pear-shaped occurrences happening on everybody's part.
To mean a butt.
And we're just here to help you help us help them fight the dead, which will help us again help you.
Remember the good nights.
He just seems to nod.
I'm going to take that as an affirmative.
Yep.
Who has the key?
Who has the key? Oh, God.
Gucci Old Still will cut it off.
Whose did we use?
Your manacles.
I think there's only one set of manacles.
Then I guess I have the key. It said it came with manacles. It didn't say it came with a key in the back.
There. Why don't you hold Gucci, am I blinking or winking at you, still, so that when I take his manacles off of him, it doesn't hurt him and make him run away.
I assume that manacles come with a key.
I think I have a key.
Click.
Okay.
He sort of indicates, I mean... You can already see where the clearing is, where the...
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about that rash on his neck. You can clearly see.
Oh, no. I mean, it's shackled. Chafed. I mean, he's right. It's chafed on his wrist where it's been hanging for three days.
Let me put a little of this...
In a humid jungle.
This grease on it.
Oh, my God, that's going to burn.
It does. It burns.
All right, here's a... Here you go, Gucci. Here's a javelin.
Yes, each set comes with a key.
Oh, cool.
So that we don't have you unarmed, because presumably we didn't let you travel...
Stonebolt, I think this is... I don't know, man.
Oh, well, let's not give him a javelin and then get attacked by the tribe. How much worse is it if he also just has a javelin and we get attacked by the tribe?
That's true.
He's going to be atop one of those shit stacks.
Well, we never saw how long it takes him to construct those.
Days.
Literally just days stacking four goblins. They get out the goblin trebuchet. They don't do it with a ladder. Their gods don't allow it.
You know, who is it? Who's in the front yards away. With who's in the front of the group with Eku? Because I'm assuming Eku is leading, but right. Who is a player character who is close to the front?
Nope. Well, Gucci's kind of leading us.
So I'd probably be with Gucci.
Flynn, roll me a perception check.
Them. Okay. Yep. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
10.
Focused.
You don't notice it until you step through the tripwire.
Oh, no.
Pile of shit drops on you.
You just hear a loud clunk, 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 as things begin slamming together, and you turn and look, and... The tripwire ran up a tree and it dropped a bag of, like, rocks and bone and just made a huge noise as it came through the tree. Like, just clunk, smash, bing, bang, boom, pow, oh, boom. Okay.
So alarms.
Yeah.
Not a mine or something.
Gucci, you gotta tell me about these things. Come on.
Right.
Gucci, we trusted you.
You also noticed that both Eku and Gucci stepped over the trip line.
Ah.
Gucci, listen. You gotta let me know. I mean, I saw it, but I'm trying to prove a point here. It's about trust.
Gucci, this man's as dense as fog at low tide. You gotta warn him. He's not gonna make it on his own.
So you,
Well, let's keep
going. You get around the corner there, and everything opens up. You can see that there are, there's a small portage there with several canoes.
Yeah.
You can see there is a, outside, there is a large tent, probably.
So tent structures. So we're talking nomadic right. People's goblins again.
Right. There is one large tent structure of about 15 by 15 or 20 by 20. Yeah. And then the main village is like six or seven tents of like 5 by 5.
Okay.
10 by 10. Like just enough to cram a few people in. What's kind of weird is that the ground has been cleared away.
Mm-hmm.
And the... Village is built on top of...
An Indian burial ground.
Yes.
Cue spooky music. Like ruins or something?
No. It's like a... It's almost like a mossy bed or a tarp or something. But there's clearly like a structure to it. There are logs or twigs interwoven in this. Perception checks from everybody.
Oh, nailed it. 20
Uh-oh.
Plus 3.
Excellent. I really wanted Josh to get this.
12.
Okay. Perception checks. Anybody else?
19?
Question mark?
4, right?
That'd be 21.
Oh.
No, sure.
Sorry, it was a 6.
So what Paul and Stonebold actually notice, so the, there's a large tree.
Hmm.
Built that is growing almost directly next to this entire town structure, and it's only like 60 by 60 or 80 by 80 in total.
Okay.
The tree is bent over the top, and you can see a couple of lines that are holding the tree down. To the various points around the circumference of the village. You also notice that this is tied off at a point on the opposite side of the village as a trigger.
Okay.
And it occurs to you with basic physics knowledge that anyone who hits that trigger, the entire village would go into a ball and be launched by the force of this catapulting tree.
That's some faulty city planning. Maybe they want to leave in a hurry.
You do notice that there are several there's a greeting party since the alarms were set off.
Greeting
and
party.
You didn't notice the ones hiding in the brush necessarily, but there are a few dozen Batiri standing out there. And they're sort of clanking their spears and, you know, sort of indicating with you. They've all got their war masks on of the biting ant.
We come in peace.
Why you should stop doing that.
Gucci, if they're not friendly, it's going to be pieces for you. Also, why is your town a catapult? Gucci, this is your people, right?
Yes, this is Biting Ant Tribe.
All right.
Yes, led by Queen Grabstab.
Well,
that name definitely won't get us in trouble later.
Well, Grab dab.
Thank you. Good job, fighter.
You see her enter from the side of the
She dabs. The traditional biting ant greeting.
This is dabbing. Oh God, help us all. Well,
but they all are pointing at you. Spears, scimitars. No battle stacks yet.
Dab at them!
They're assembling their battle stacks. Just slathering poorly made of adhesives onto the shoulder of the goblin underneath them. They knocked us down last time, but not this time.
We will adapt.
we will overcome.
Yeah, that's right. At which point you do see the queen enter from...
stage left?
Yep. She is coming out of the large tent. She is covered in an eclectic assortment of gold, silver, and coppery bedangles. The effect would be like
one that hasn't.
You would assume that it's like costume jewelry.
Oh, okay. So she's just putting on a show.
Right.
She is peacocking.
She
is. Or she-cocking, as it were.
Correct.
Get him, she-cock!
Somebody want to let's roll Arcana.
Oof.
Okay.
I am so untrained in that.
I should not.
That's a 20.
Yeah.
17.
I rolled a 1. This lady is a warlock.
7.
Watch out.
While Stonebold is convinced that the woman is a warlock, both Bork and Nolan, you both realize that she is wearing an amulet that is probably the one that controls the shield guardian.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Nigel, you seeing that?
I'm seeing that. Stonebold! She has the thing we need. The amulet.
Oh. I was planning on sleeping with her.
That might still work.
Maybe that's the thing you need.
It definitely is. What's up, baby? What's she looking like?
You know,
short. That's all right.
Make her look huge.
Yeah. Imagine it in those tiny little hands.
Deadpool reference.
I want to see her.
Two-handed weapons.
That's a great sword!
Come here, baby. Wrap those midget digits around this heavy weapon. Let's get this party started.
Off the rail.
Just the one rail.
Just like cutting 20-minute chunks at this point. Just carving it out.
Nothing
just
left.
Dumping it.
Please, this podcast had a family. Stop it.
So, What would you, you notice one very familiar one, which seems to be suffering from, several abrasions.
Yeah, abrasions.
and contusions.
He's been rearranged.
He's a little bottled.
Yeah. They're just gonna do a line.
He seems to be pointing at you.
I'm certain he got mauled by an alligator.
We're gonna have that guy just come to all of our fists, and it's just gonna just, onto yours. Like, it's him.
Wait, is that the guy I punched?
The forensics match.
Oh, no.
Queen, we're sorry. I can see your knuckle imprints. Went awry. To be fair, they attacked first.
They attacked first.
They did attack first.
They didn't even see the whites of our
savages.
Eyes.
Savages.
Gucci, you gotta help us out here.
He sort of just kind of looks back at you and looks at them and looks at you.
Okay, Gucci, who's your money on here?
And looks at them and looks at you and looks at them.
He looks at me, right? Just right in the eyes, and like we lock eyes and I give him the thumbs up.
We want to help your people. We don't want to rearrange your entire family tree into a barren wasteland.
We're interested in killing the undead, not you.
I mean, we're not against it. We're not interested in it.
He looks at you and replies, I am but an NPC. If you would like to get the quest item, perhaps you should interact with the NPCs.
That's the plan.
Unless we want this podcast to be literally all of your jokes cut out and me talking to myself for an hour.
You're just the NPC
Patreon exclusive
that helps get this moving.
We already did a Patreon exclusive where I talked to myself.
That's the reference I was making.
Those who don't know that.
How far from them are we?
Huh?
How far away from the welcoming party are we?
Say 60 feet.
Oh, so they can
feet.
Hear us. Like, oh, yeah. We're within shouting distance.
Yeah, you could shout out.
Oh, hey, okay. Guys!
And so I'm gonna go with the hail again. Hail.
What?
Yeah.
We are hunting.
We are gonna have to have a conversation around a fire at some point.
What? There's nothing wrong with the word hail.
Do you 2017. Speak
what happens
English?
When...
Do you speak American?
Common, I believe it's called.
Right, American.
They sort of look at you and say, what do you want?
Well, there seems to have been a misunderstanding.
Because, baby, I got it.
I know, I see it around your neck.
We have Gucci. Not in a hostage negotiation sort of way. We have Gucci.
We have his heart.
We've won it
not
over.
In a scary way.
Goodness. We are hunting undead.
The Gucci you knew is no more. He's a changed man.
We are hunting undead. We would like your help.
It's a bold ask.
You are you kill my people and you
they shot first.
You attacked us.
We had no intention of attacking.
They whisper in Goblin. Does anyone know Goblin? Yeah. What is it, under common or whatever?
Do you know Goblin?
I don't. Celestial, Draconic, and Common.
Celestial?
Hey, I speak Infernal. We gotta
that we're home.
Draconic.
Hey, also Elvish and Draconic.
Bless it.
The Celestial came from the Asmar.
Yeah, I know.
You're not supposed to know
one.
About.
You're on the Asmar spectrum. That's for sure.
Ambrosia, I need help.
That's just because there's three subraces.
They begin whispering back and forth to each other, and then she says, "You. They say you were to. You were disgracing the statue of God."
We didn't even get that close to it before they attacked us. We just came to look at it.
Pay our respects.
Honest to God. Hit that button!
I really gotta move the button.
Stonebold exposes himself to the queen.
Oh, no.
No, wait, this may be okay.
Maybe it's a sign of diplomacy. Diplomacy. Ooh, even for me that was low-hanging fruit. Because it hangs real low. Okay, what's back on up? Track. Talking to the queen.
Wow.
We didn't mean to disgrace your god. Your god is an awesome god indeed.
He reigns.
Thank you for knowing the rest of that.
Long may he reign.
We brought Gucci back. He helped us find your village because we told him, like, I'm going to tell you.
Is his name really Gucci or are we just going to call him
Gucci? I'm pretty sure it is.
Okay. It's canon now. We want to help him. Help us help you help your tribe be the best tribe it can be.
In the army.
National Guard. You can. If you just trust us.
Would you like to roll that persuade since you keep being the mouth?
Well, somebody else got to speak up. Am I persuasive?
20.
Oh my god. I'm
so, natural.
I'm so
natural
persuasive. Why can't I do this in combat? Oh, wait, I did.
Oh!
You get that dice check. Weighted.
It's gotta be.
That's hefty.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy. So she, you can see the queen mulling this over in her head.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You wish to take God from us then.
Ooh, that's perceptive. Mm-hmm. Can God truly be taken away?
He lives in your hearts.
Stonebolt! Stonebolt!
What?
She's bluffing. Remember? That thing hasn't moved. She doesn't know it moves. How would she know that we're taking it away? Play it cool. Like me.
Full client scar. Like me, Mark.
We don't want to take God away. But we just needed to investigate the area because of the undead.
Can we borrow God just a little?
You wish to desecrate the statue.
Nope.
No, we wish to unleash him upon your foes.
Yes.
Unleash is a good word.
Yeah, it is. Leave it to the evil guy to tell an evil person we want to help them be evil.
Hear the lamentation of the women.
Being a bad guy doesn't make you a bad guy. Dave the Wizard just taught us all a lesson.
Reading Rainbow.
Eku looks at King Song a little sideways.
Is your name Nolan Kingslayer? Or
King Song.
Okay, so I've messed it up in my own way. Good.
Would you like to roll a persuade then?
Why, sure.
Dave the Wizard?
Can I helped, right? No.
It's a f***ing eight.
I didn't help.
So you will make the god move. If you move the god, it will no longer protect our people.
Who said anything about making the god move?
Yeah, no one ever mentioned making the god move. Did you?
Are you making the god move? No.
I didn't.
Let's not get hostile here.
Hey.
No, I'm just hostile with you.
I get that.
A lot.
Your weed is going to pop out again. Like, I'm so sorry.
My tribesmen told me you were there to desecrate the god and to move the statue of God.
I think that was a misunderstanding. We literally just came within... I almost said spitting distance. Within...
Admiring distance.
Hey, we almost came within admiring distance.
Oh, you miring?
We miring when they were upon us. Your tribesmen are fierce warriors. We barely made it out alive. We're just looking for the god for our queen. Big black man. You might know him. And then we're going to fight the undead.
I did not... What are you talking about?
A tumbu.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Like, I was lost.
So what are your plans, then? What will you so...
Short term? My 5-year plan involves retirement.
What do you want from Queen Grabstad?
Your Highness, we are interested in trading.
Okay. Trading what?
The life of this guy!
Just cut the tree you're going to launch.
I don't actually...
Yo, couch! Sorry, headphone users.
What can we do to convince you to let us also use your god's power? Not take him away, just harness your god's power to get rid of the undead blight that would help expand your hold.
How do you plan to do this?
South, across the river, there is an old ruin infested with undead. We would clear it out for you.
Yep. We guarantee, hand to God, we will bring your God back to you, unharmed.
So you are taking our God?
No, no, no. We are traveling in your God's protection. Your God will have to be there, because his protection is limited. I'm struggling. Feel free to pitch in.
Anyway.
Thank you.
So here's what we need. We want to help you out.
Yes.
We want to rid this area of the undead scourge, as Stonebolt said.
Exactly.
We would like to trade with you.
For the
amulet.
We
would like that amulet. It's really cool. My friend Nigel Spellman is a great wizard, and he could use it. He could use it to help kill the undead or something. Because that's all we're going to do with that amulet.
Aye.
Okay. Well, this amulet was a gift from God. I do not think that I could part with it so easily.
Have you considered yes?
Hold on. How was this a gift from God?
It was discovered at his feet.
Oh, okay. Have you ever visited God with the amulet?
Yes.
Okay. So...
Dave, roll Arcana. Nope.
Seven.
Can I?
Sure.
Futter, you're
12.
I'm not trained in Arcana.
I'm not either. I'm just yelling things
out.
You
just have a better intelligence modifier than I do.
What would this queen want that we have?
Would you want a song written about your beauty, magnificence?
Because you're amazing.
Yeah, you're a bard. Seduce the queen. I want you to seduce this woman.
Oh, sir. Sir.
Well, tell me about your standards. Seduce this woman.
M'lady.
Madame.
Just think all your MySpace listeners are going to just woo over this.
I don't think so.
Swoon.
You never told us what she's looking like.
A goblin.
Yeah, but how hot a goblin.
Like... I've seen some fan art.
Why? That's weird.
On a D6, I rolled a 1.
Should I set the mood?
When you can't be more than 7 seconds of mood, otherwise we get in trouble.
Goblin.
That's probably all it's going to
take. Oh, wait, please tell me. Usually I don't do this.
Got some. Okay.
Roll it. Like, hit her with it. Hit it with that smooch. Hit it on the table.
That was the one that slid off.
There it is. Oh, there it is. 19.
Plus, what do you want? What do you want for this?
What do you want?
I'm swooning her for R. Kelly.
We'll call it persuasion.
What is seduction on here? Oh, seduction. So that's seduction?
Fodge has never looked so hard at his stats than he has.
25.
25 seduction.
Whatever your...
Give me that.
Whatever that...
Running your ass through my fro, setting on 20 foes.
Hey, I think we're past the fair use boss.
Yeah, we're
no, no, that was my cover version. I'm good.
We begin moving the... What are you just speaking poetically, or are
yeah,
you
I'm
singing?
Yeah, I'm just talking.
Or are
no,
you...
like...
Win her over. Use the face, man. Just convince her we're the right people at the right time. We may not be Mr. Right, but we're Mr. Right now.
It looks like it's been a little while for her. I can help her out.
Maybe don't actually sleep with her. Just convince her we're
right.
We're okay.
I mean, I'll talk about how she could be featured prominently on my MySpace. Maybe top 8 friend.
He'll hit you up on Twitter. He's verified. He's got that blue check mark.
It is, right? I can't believe Josh knows about this. I am more impressed.
Bringing it out.
Huh.
He's digging
deep.
Josh is making references that do not involve 1980s Bloodsport type movies.
This is new.
Look out, people.
I'm trying to tell her I'm not just trying to slide into those DMs. I am publicly letting people know of her grace
beauty
and valor.
Direct message.
And we're trustworthy.
Did you say direct message like people didn't know what sliding into DMs meant?
Josh had a confused look on his face.
Yeah.
Josh been sliding into DMs since 86.
Desperate men.
Wait. Whoa.
Hold on.
So what that means?
I meant moms.
They begin
take memes.
Your spoken word, whatever it is,
it is
Shakespearean
it is.
Sonnets.
Slam poetry.
They don't really get what it is, but they seem to approve of it. And you begin to see in the village, like, some of the women and children are actually, like, poking their heads out of where they were hiding inside the huts. And she sort of is like, please, perform some more.
Oh, of course.
Inspire
for you?
Yourself. Inspire
anything.
Yourself. Can
I can't them? Yet. I have to be a better bard.
You can do this. You can do this. Okay. Oh, man.
Woo! That's an at 20.
Through the uprights. If there's ever been a time when Fodder didn't cheat a crit and got it when it counted, it's today. December 17th.
Year of our Lord.
Year of our Lord. Put on your calendars.
Gregorian calendar.
You begin
hasn't
to...
been used for a long time.
So
at some point, I like do the little like elbow shake, hit Josh's cock button.
Just
so... You begin to see Paul Slamon put on some sort of slam beatbox poetry. The like
I would never beatbox,
sir. Never seen before.
You might not, but Paul does.
You begin
Paul
to...
Paul has style.
Yeah. He goes into the center of the village and they're all like just performing and bouncing their heads and shaking their ant masks and stomping on the ground.
You are bridging cultural differences with music.
This is not me in any way. I am out of my depth.
Would any of the other three like to do anything as all this is going on? I mean, Eku and the others are just kind of standing there looking at each other.
You want to choke out the queen?
Just
I assume they're all looking at her.
So I can deal non-lethal damage. No. We're just going to let this man work the magic that comes from his hips.
I'll just let slowly approach the queen, you know, like salsa dancing over, grab her for part of the performance.
Maybe don't touch the queen.
No, I'm touching the queen, like finger on the cheek. Don't worry about it. Like, but hand like brushed against the cheekbone. Push a little bit of that goblin hair back across
this,
the ear.
Getting like goblin this hair. DM and player sort of like
no, hold on.
Sex.
It's all just about me sneaking off the necklace, okay?
I need an adult. Do you have sleight of hand?
Hell no.
Let's not do that.
Yeah, well, hold up.
Let's just talk her into it.
Sleight of hand, Fudge?
Just grab her by the amulet.
Is that a six to sleight of hand?
No, it's not. It's nothing. Close the book.
No, hey, check the
what's your dex?
It's
probably
sleight
a three.
Of hand.
Five.
We're in the middle.
No, I'm not trying to trick her. I'm just like seeing if lifting it off
to
is okay.
Him.
Like, does she mind
she
if
will.
I...
She will.
It's just like if you're unclassed in a brawl, like, is this cool?
No, it's not.
Look at this.
No.
I don't want to overstep.
No woman thinks their bra is the reason God loves them. Do not take away her God's love. Please don't do that.
All right, Grady, just so you know, while this is happening and I see this going poorly, perhaps, I'm going to shackle one shackle around my arm. How big does her neck look? About the same size as...
This is going well.
I like this plan.
We don't 50, need this to 50. Be a hostage.
We might have a hostage situation. It'll be cool, though.
I've done this before.
Do you want to make that sleight of hand roll?
That's not terrible.
16.
Okay.
And it's, like I said, not trickery. It's just more seduction.
Like, well, and this is consensual.
Sleight of hand is not, you're
this
trying
is
to
totally
not be obvious.
Not Harvey Weinstein right. at all.
Well, hey. This is the D&D version of just the tip.
Just a little bit, baby.
Just a little bit.
All right, Fodge, you apparently have the control amulet.
What?
I continue to dance.
What the?
We drink.
I'm slowly approaching with the manacles.
This works.
You stand hands, shoulders, and nipples above everyone in the village and sneaking up on their queen, who's dancing, grinding on our bar friend. While the two of us are standing back here going, oh god, no. Please.
I sort of discreetly get my shield off my back and just set it on the ground next to me, sort of leaning on it.
I'm just trying to tabulate how many cleaves it'll take. If I kill the bard first, and
then use the momentum to carry me,
then right into the catapult cable.
Fodge, for the moment, you have it stowed away, and it seems that no one for the moment has noticed.
Do I see it?
Make a perception check, yeah.
I don't see it.
Oh, God. Todd is the only one that knows.
Wait, did I notice? I didn't notice.
Oh, no. I'd say your perception would have to be just sleight of hand. So at the moment, you have the necklace and no one else seems to know, including the queen.
Shiny man, help us all.
Get out.
Hand.
I'm really not good at exit strategies.
I'm surprised you had an entrance strategy.
It was just ignition. It never steers me wrong.
It's true.
Well, yeah, 19 and 20 didn't hurt either.
Yeah.
I can use that
once
per
day. You think that it will be just a brief amount of time before she realizes that you've stolen this control bracelet.
We've got an Indiana Jones scene coming up.
Y'all, that is in fact possible.
I'm going to walk towards the catapult string. As they're dancing and
wait, are we in the middle of the village?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm back.
I'm also
out.
Yeah. I'll just sort of sidle along next to you, hips swaying occasionally
like
to the beatboxing.
Charisma wise, right. I think you just like
how aerodynamic Potter is.
Probably.
I try to organize an electric slide line to just kind of.
Roll me
right.
Performance.
Keep performing. Oh, he's about
crisscross.
Don't say crisscross. Don't you bring crisscross into this? Why are you channeling crisscross? God dang it!
Slide
that's
to the
your
right.
Go-to crisscross.
Shit, that was pretty good. Well, not as good as I thought.
Is that a 6 or an 8?
6.
16.
Crisscross.
Yeah, seems to work for now. All
right, everybody's
dancing.
Just slide to the left, and I just keep sliding to the left. Slide to the left. Everybody clap your hands. I'm sliding.
The claps are to hide Fodre's foot.
I'm like, wait a minute, he's still sliding.
Fodge, make me a stealth
Some
check.
Some say he's still sliding to this day.
He slid straight out.
Is that also a 5 to stealth?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, man. He ain't stealthy.
No, I'm just dancing out as loud as I can, like cha-cha sliding.
All right, would you like to use your inspiration on that?
No, don't waste it.
Does that mean you get a reroll?
Yes.
You would probably like to use your inspiration.
Oh, for that. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I will. I just got it. Easy come, easy go.
Fingers crisscrossed.
17.
Yep. You all see Fadre
slide.
Way to go.
Josh, you also notice that this catapult thing is between several large anthills. Like, big anthills. Like 15 feet in diameter anthills.
Could there be a catapult? And this is the catapult that looks like it launches the entire
village. I guess I don't have one
correct.
Of those anymore.
Give me a survival roll, Josh.
I'm proficient too. And I'm with him.
Sure.
Oh, that's
19.
20.
Nice. What it occurs to you is that this is probably not where you're at now is where no one's supposed to be.
This is
not a WTF barbecue sauce, like, why would they do this? The idea is that if something were to happen, if a raiding party were to come up...
This is so they can eject and get out of Dodge.
Right. They could very rapidly be launched some distance into... You don't imagine that there would be people in it, but if they needed to move, this is one way that they could move.
Well, Fighters already moved their hearts. I'm going to help them move their village and hit the cable.
So, yeah, well, slid out of the way yet?
There's two, right? Because I'll hit the other one.
Hold on.
Fingers crossed, Padre has electric slid himself out of danger.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Roll me an attack. Are there two ropes?
Did you say? No, it's just one rope. Once okay. one rope goes
so
through,
so we just sort of look at each other.
I'm yep. doing it recklessly.
I have a battle axe.
Is there any other way to launch a catapult?
I don't think so. This is a goblin bolt. 18.
You hit?
Okay.
14 with the battle axe.
I think you missed because I think the rope's already gone by the time you swing.
I still feel cool.
We'll see how much damage it does.
17.
For you other two chuckleheads, make me some sort of acrobatics or athletics check.
You're welcome for your first high-flying adventure.
17.
He slid.
I think you got, like, an 18, Fodge.
Yeah, your dex is higher than his, isn't it?
19.
Oh. What?
Wait, dexterity is just your dex mod plus, so 13
I'm
plus
proficient in,
you have a 4 dex.
Acrobatics.
And he has a 4 dex.
Oh, yeah, it is an acrobat. I'm sorry. For some reason, I thought you asked for a dex check. Just a save.
The two of you probably aren't quite off the awning yet, because the awning is quite large.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It is...
The awning portal.
Ooh. Campaign over.
Shit. As you, you both happen to hear the whipping of rope, and you both just jump, because you're like, holy shit, we got to go. Both of your acrobatics are good enough to throw yourself, as the entire world balls itself around you, you are able to extract yourself from this closing trap of death right before this tree wings this thing.
You were never going to make it on my MySpace.
Hundreds of yards.
So just how many goblins did I fell with one strike?
I'm so hard right now.
I just want to know.
Well, let's just make one big ol'...
There are human beings in that dumpster.
There were human beings.
Did
they get disadvantaged because they're dancing like fools?
They were mesmerized.
Yeah. They were pre-electric sliding here.
It's a complicated dance. It's a lot of focus.
It is. It's a lot of imitating the wheel because they don't have anything to harness electricity.
This is what you guys dodged. How much is that?
That's a lot.
Several.
Let me take my shoes off. So 16, 8, I can't read the dark ones. I need glasses.
28?
You would assume that you murdered the entire village with that act.
XP? Even Gucci? No, Gucci! God dang it!
You monsters!
So young!
We were going to eat him anyway.
And the queen was so hot.
Nah,
wait, what?
Hot-ish.
You have odd standards.
We okay. need to go.
How many people were in this village?
This should be a good amount of XP.
Well, you tell us.
Did we just level up?
Did I just women and children them?
Oh, yeah. No.
That's okay.
Maybe Gucci survived.
I'm Anakin Skywalker.
We should go look through the wreckage.
Maybe Gucci survived. Gucci, you've been through worse in just the past 2 days. Are you okay?
I critted their dex roll. Even with half damage is enough to kill all those goblins.
There we go.
That was a very poor escape mechanism.
It was never intended for them to ride it.
Mm. We'll meet the village town.
We can't take all of our possessions with us. We'll get them on the way back.
Exactly.
I like that.
Oh, God.
It still seems like a
the poor... one cord. Who could have ever imagined?
No one ever said that goblins were really smart.
Yeah, that's very true.
Okay, so let's look at...
Gucci was clever.
Now, if Josh killed them all, he gets all the XP, right?
Okay. Gosh, I'm a benevolent.
I totally hit that rope, too. Definitely. Absolutely.
I'd have to use my cleave action.
On let's see. Him.
Meat grinder.
Mm-hmm. Plus 10%.
Oh, that 10%.
Oh, man. But we got the amulet. That's the big thing.
See, I didn't even know that.
But, that's true. You didn't. You just thought I was... Yeah.
It just seemed like a good time to...
It seemed
Amscray.
It seemed like a time.
You knew I was just sliding to the left, and it was okay.
Yeah, this was all according to my plan.
Uh huh.
I foresaw. But you didn't know.
That's true. I was busy.
Yeah, you're dancing. You were convincing people.
Da, 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 da.
If I would have kept Gucci shackled, he'd be alive right now.
That's maybe.
True. Thank how goodness you didn't.
You would have gone with him.
How much XP is it to third level?
900 is the total.
We there?
We no. So you're only like 400, right?
We're at 434.
Yeah. 230 experience. As you look back and Eku and everyone else who was standing there.
No, they weren't.
About 364 total.
Well, I think they stayed at the edge of the village when we walked.
Right. No, they're all going.
664?
Yep.
Oh, what? They're all just watching this.
Then I take my bow. Thank you. Thank you. Flynn yells out, that only counts as one.
Ha ha! Classic reference.
That's less savages to worry about now.
And one beautiful soul.
What was beautiful? Never mind.
Gucci!
Eku and Sergeant Roberts are both kind of like, well, I guess we won't have to worry about that tribe of goblins.
Precisely.
Anymore.
Yeah. I told him I'd help them be raised above their enemies.
Restoring the natural order.
I don't know if that's what you're doing.
That's what we're doing. Let's go.
Restoring some sort of mechanical
order. Hey, guys. And I hold up the amulet.
Yeah, jackpot. Right. I knew that was happening. That's why I cut the rope.
But now we need to go back and get it.
What were we getting?
I was worried that I was going to get it earlier.
Oh, yeah. If we get the shield guardian...
Why are we here?
If we get the shield guardian, we could use it to take out Camp Righteous.
Wait, what?
The undead there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, why are we killing that camp?
I thought you were talking about killing the soldier camp in front of the
soldiers.
Yeah,
that's what I thought, too.
No, the undead. The undead.
Yeah. Everyone just assumes that you're evil.
Everyone assumes you're outwardly evil.
Tomb of Annihilation has been brought to you by our patrons. Find out more about supporting the podcast at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Join the nerd conversation on Facebook by liking our page and joining our group. Don't forget to check us out on Twitter at rancors_brothel for the latest updates. All podcast episodes are available at rancorsbrothel.com and via our RSS feed. The title track for this campaign, Necromancy, provided courtesy of Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Listen to more great music at sleepfortheweary.com. Much love, listeners. It's me.